A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Chaf Aleph Chagiga 21a, pagination is 41. We're going to start from two cases on the facing page in the Mishnah, which starts at about midway on the page. So we're starting on Chaf Amud Beis 20b, pagination 40. Chomer Bakodesh Mi Bitruma. The Mishnah will enumerate cases that Kodshim, such as sacrifices the meat from the Beis HaMikdash, was more strict in the way it was dealt with than Mibatruma, than the tithe that was designated for the Kohanim. It's also holy, but it's holy on a lesser level. Things from the Beis HaMikdash are tahar, pure, on a higher level, and they had these stringencies. And this is what the Mishnah will contrast. Shemat bilim kelim besoch kelim litruma. You're allowed to be tovel, to immerse in a mikvah, vessels within vessels, if you're doing them for truma. If you want to make this vessel that became tamei, you want to bring it up to the level that it can be used for truma. So you're allowed to do vessels within vessels. Avalo l'kodesh. But you wouldn't be allowed to do that if you were trying to upgrade them for kodshim. You have to do each vessel on its own if it's meant for kodshim. And this case is not hard to imagine. A person is working with a bunch of different items, a big glass bowl, and then he's got a small glass schnapps cup or the like, and he wants to immerse them for convenience, the small one within the large one. So we're being told specifically the way you would go about it to make it tahar. Likewise, let's picture time of the Beis HaMikdash, some metal kelim, something became tamei, a sheretz touched it, and they got a bunch of stuff that they have to immerse. This is the rule by Kodshim. You can't do a vessel within a vessel. Let's drop down to the middle of the Mishnah, which is about seven lines into the Mishnah, and we list another contrast, which seems very similar, also to do with immersing in a mikvah. The Mishnah says, Lo kemides hakodesh mides hatruma. You can't compare, it's not the same, kodesh to truma. Shebekodesh matir umenagev umatvil. Because by kodshim, if there's a knot, a loose knot, that's not technically a chatzitza, it's not preventing the water from coming in, but the cloth is knotted. So when it comes to kodshim, if you want to upgrade this tablecloth for kodshim use, so then you have to undo the knot, even if it's loose. Va'acha kach kosher, and afterwards you could redo the knot if you choose. Uva'truma, but when it comes to truma, kosher, you could knot it to begin with, as long as it's a loose knot and the water is getting in. Va'acha kach matvil, and then you immerse it. In other words, this loose knot doesn't phase us when it comes to truma, but again, we see a stringency when it comes to kodshim. Let's move on to today's daf, Chagiga Chaf Aleph. And on the second line, the Gemara asks, Bakodesh, my time alo. Why indeed was kodshim considered more strict in immersing vessels within vessels, that you're not allowed to do it when it comes to kodshim? Amar Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Ila explained, and this is the first approach, Mipnei shekvedo shel kli chotzeitz, because the weight of the vessel is causing a separation. The water is not fully getting in between the two vessels. We're concerned, and that's how we're approaching it by kodshim, even though we know that it's not a for sure problem, and by truma we were not careful about this. But when it came to kodshim, we didn't allow you to do vessels within vessels because we're worried that the water will never get in between the vessels. You have, for example, a stack of plates, and the person thinks he just wipes the plates through the water in their stack, and he's going to make them all tahar. So there's a problem. In between, the water is not getting. The problem that the Gemara has with this suggestion, with this approach of Rav Ila, is that if so, there really are two cases in the Mishnah telling us that we're more strict by Kodshim about Chatzitza, about the possibility of a separation, that the water is not getting everywhere, and there should not be a need in a Mishnah to tell me twice that Kodshim is more strict than Truma in the cases of Tevila immersing in a mikvah. And so the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom, tells us Reisha v'Seifa Mishum Chatzitza, both the Reisha case, which I read from the Mishnah, of vessels within vessels, v'Seifa, and the second case, the later case, which is the case of a cloth that is loosely knotted, Mishum Chatzitza, they're both because of Chatzitza, and we're being told that Kachim is more strict, Utsricha, but I need both cases. In other words, they were not self-explanatory that if I listed one, I would know the other. De'iash me'inan reisha, because if I was only told the case of vessels within vessels, hava amina hainu taima de lekodesh, you know why it's so strict? Mishum kvedo shel kli, because the vessel is heavy and it weighs itself down and sits there without letting water get underneath it. Avo seifa de leka kvedo shel kli, but by a cloth, there's no weight, purposely, so to speak, tightening up so that water can't get in there. Ema lekodesh nami lo avachatzitza, I would think that you don't have to impose this stringency regarding Kodesh by the cloth case. V'iyash mi'inon seifa, and the reverse also has a logic. If I was only told the cloth case, I would not know the case of vessels within vessels. Hainu time, this is the reason, de le Kodesh lo, that you can't do it for Kodesh, mishum De kitra b'maya ahaduke mahadik, because a knot, when it's in water, gets very tight. Whatever this means exactly, it looks like it gets tight, it does get very tight. But the cloth case is more understandable on one level. Avoresha, whereas the first case, the case of vessels within vessels, Demaya akufe makfule lamona, the water causes the vessel to float under normal circumstances. The vessel bounces around enough in the water that for sure the water has totally ensconced it, and it was a good tevila, a good immersion. Lohave chatzitza, I would think it's really not a problem. Tzricha, if you want to impose this law of kachim being stricter when it comes to mikvah, so then you really do, in fact, have to list both cases, the case of vessels within vessels, and the case of the cloth that was loosely knotted. And the Gemara concludes Rav Ila's view, Rav Ila letaimei, de omar Rabbi Ila, omar Rav Chanina bar Papa, eser mailo shanukan, there are, in fact, only 10 distinctions between Kachim and Truma in our Mishnah, because one of them is really just explaining that Kodshim is more strict when it comes to Chatzitza in a mikvah, and I'll give you two examples so that you know that this strictness applies in both applications. This is the approach of Rav Ila, which is that both of these cases have to do with Kodshim being more strict regarding Chatzitza in a mikvah. Drop down towards the bottom of the page, five lines up from the bottom, six, at the end of a line. Rava Omar, Rava objects, and he says, Midesefava Mishum Chatzitza, since the second case is clearly because of Chatzitza, that's the case of the knotted cloth, Reisha lav mishum chatzitza. The first case of vessels within vessels is not because of chatzitza. It's not that we're worried that the water won't get in between them. We're not worried that the vessels are weighing down on each other. There's a totally different concern which caused us, even though it's not a total concern, it doesn't concern us by Truma, but by Kodshim, this concern was significant enough to cause us concern. Here's the concern. V'reisha hainu taima. Gezeiro shelo yatvo machtin v'tzinoros bekli she'ein bepiv kishefoferes hanod. We're worried that you're going to take needles or other small utensils that have to be toveled, and you're going to put them into a vessel that does not have an opening of shifoferes hanod, the minimum opening that will connect the water that's inside of the vessel to the outside mikvah water, and consider the interior water part of the mikvah. We'll discuss in a moment how big this opening needs to be. We'll describe it as two fingers able to slide easily around in the opening. But first, let's just picture what the case is. Let's say you have, I give an example, some people have a glass wine decanter, and they like to use it on the table for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, maybe for Seder night. You put the wine in it, and it looks very nice. The opening of that glass vessel is what's under discussion. Because a person might have an idea that if he has a needle or a little fork that needs to be toveled, he'll put it into this utensil, into this wine bottle, and he might even think, parenthetically, that he's doing something very smart. Like this, he won't lose it in the mikvah. It's a small item. It could easily fall out of his hand. Like this, he can keep it in this big utensil. The problem is that we need to assess how big the opening is, because if the opening is not big enough, it's not going to connect to the outside mikvah water. And the water inside, while it will make the vessel immersed, but it's not going to do that for the little utensils that are within it. Says Rava, the stringency of Kodshim is that even if the opening is very big, for Kodshim, you're not allowed to immerse vessels within vessels, because we're worried you might come to immerse an inner vessel within a vessel whose opening is not big enough to be valid. So again, for Kodshim, Rava holds that even if it's a pot, you're not allowed to put something into it, as the Mishnah says, for the reason that when it comes to Kodshim, we're worried even about this not so common case that the opening is too small to connect the inner water to the outer water. As the Gemara explains, Kedetnan, Iruv Mikvaos Kishifaferes Hanod, the joining of mikvah water works like the tube placed in a skin bottle. A leather pouch had a tube attached to it to drink from, and it was a standard size. Ka'ovya uchalala, uchalala b'shtei etzba'os chozros l'mikoman. The size that we're dealing with is that you could fit two fingers into the hollow and rotate them. And the description is that you could rotate them easily, so that we're dealing with the outer circumference of this tube placed in the skin bottle. And Rava saying, if you'd have a utensil whose opening is less than that, the tefillah would in fact not work for the inner things. And therefore, by Kodshim, we don't let you ever immerse vessels within vessels. Thank you for joining.